Well, switching gears, stocks settled mixed this afternoon and rebounded off their lows of the session after the Federal Reserve released its latest meeting minutes at 2 p.m. Eastern. Yahoo Finance's own Fed reporter Brian Chung joins us for a breakdown. Brian, we've been talking to strategists throughout the program about these minutes, and they've been saying there wasn't necessarily anything we haven't heard before in them. What were your takeaways?
Yeah, well, there wasn't anything necessarily new, but we did still see markets kind of reverse the losses that we had seen in the earlier parts of the day upon the minutes release around 2 p.m. And again, these minutes cover the Federal Reserve's last meeting, which was on January 26th. So we have to remember that any sort of developments or news that we got from these minutes would not have had the impact that we had gotten from the Consumer Price Index report, which really changed the narrative of inflation, which came after that meeting. So if we rewind to January 26th, the Federal Reserve holding interest rates at near zero, but messaging a very strong chance of the first post-COVID interest rate hike happening in their next meeting in March. But interesting to see the participants on the committee having a vigorous debate by which how aggressively they should be raising their interest rates. When you note that the minutes say most participants said it would be appropriate for the committee to remove policy accommodation, quote, at a faster pace than they currently anticipate, but a little bit of a dovish tilt on this when you consider the next sentence, which said, quote, some participants commented on the risk that financial conditions might tighten unduly in response to a rapid removal of policy accommodation, which suggests that some Federal Reserve officials might be concerned that moving too fast, moving too aggressively could very quickly tilt into a recession, especially with the yield curve as narrow as it is right now. Now, so those Fed officials might be the same ones that in the minutes said that it's possible the Fed could avoid that by being very communicative about what they plan on doing with their policies going forward, but all underscores just how narrow a tightrope the Fed is walking here with regards to future policy moves as they start embarking on their hiking cycle. But again, these minutes from January 26th, in addition to the print that we had gotten covering January CPI, remember, we're going to get a February CPI report before the Fed's next meeting, which is going to happen on March 15th, guys.
Brian, just to follow up here, it seems like it's clearly on the Fed's radar to ensure that they're not throwing off any of the other economic measures, especially on the employment targets that they had set forth. They had talked about some of the job openings, it seems, in their most recent meeting, according to the minutes, and also just discussed at a whole the employment situation and where it needs to continue to recover. Is there anything that jumps out at you on the employment front and some of the other measures that the Fed is looking into to gauge, even in the future actions that they're set to take, how they take those measures without necessarily throwing off what the recovery to this point has looked like?
Yeah, an important point you bring up there, Brad, because obviously the fixation for the Fed right now is on high inflationary readings. That's the big nexus for the Fed wanting to pivot so aggressively to wanting to pull back its pandemic era stimulus. But the maximum employment side of things, as a reminder, is the second part of the Fed's dual mandate. Stable price is the first, that's inflation. And then the second is maximum employment. Now, on the labor market front, remember that we had a well above than expected report covering the month of January. Again, people expected perhaps a contraction of jobs in that month. And instead, we got nearly 500,000 adds during that month. So when you talk about the Federal Reserve's view on that, pretty much everyone on the committee and the minutes underscore that appeared to point to optimism that the Federal Reserve was already at maximum employment, which would be the green light for the Fed to then start raising interest rates. Now, of course, really across the board, even the more dovish members like Anil Kashkari from the Minneapolis Fed, who we heard from earlier today, seemed to be favoring an interest rate hike in March. And that makes sense when you consider that the big story of the day, especially with 7.5% headline inflation, at least by measuring the CPI, points to a hot, hot, hot economy. And even though the expectation is for U.S. economy to slow a little bit in terms of the pace, breakneck pace that we had gotten in 2020, late parts of 2020, and then parts of 2021, we are still concerned that the amount of consumption, also as underscored by the retail sales report this morning, is continuing at a pace that maybe is not sustainable for these price increases. So I think every single one of these reports in conjunction with the inflation numbers is going to be very much something that the Federal Reserve is watching, which makes the stakes for that March meeting that much higher.
Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung with the breakdown on the Fed meeting minutes that just came across earlier today. Brian, appreciate the time this afternoon.